Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter. In the meantime, when so many thousands of the people had gathered that they were trampling one another, he began to say to his disciples first, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the dark shall be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in private rooms shall be proclaimed on the housetops. I tell you, my friends, do not fear those who kill the body and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I warn you whom to fear. Fear him who, after he has killed, has authority to cast into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 pennies? And not one of them is forgotten before God. Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not. You are of more value than many sparrows. And I tell you, everyone who acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man also will acknowledge before the angels of God. But the one who denies me before men will be denied before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. And when they bring you before the synagogues and the rulers and the authorities, do not be anxious about how you should defend yourself or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Scott Kearns from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Kansas.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Most all of us have heard it said that one bad apple ruins the bunch, at least once, right? For some of us, we maybe heard it more. Today, let's think about that. One bad apple ruins the bunch. The thing about this saying is it's not really referring to apples at all, is it? It's referring to people. People who are more or less like a domino effect for others. The bad apples, the bad actions or attitudes of some apples are spread to the whole group, thus spoiling the bunch. One bad apple spoils the bunch. This idea is not new, though. In the Gospel of St. Luke, Jesus makes a connection between hypocrisy, i.e. self-righteousness and corruption, to the common household staple of leaven. Jesus says, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy." Leaven, you see, was not as we know it today. If you wanted your bread to rise, you had to keep some old bread around to jumpstart the process. This old fermented bread would cause the new bread dough around it to rise as a result. This explains why in Galatians 5:9 it said, "A little leaven leavens the whole lump." Leaven has a darker connotation as well, with its connection with disobedience, false teaching, and sin that the Old Testament makes. Leaven was tied to the Feast of Unleavened Bread that remembered God rescuing people from the hands of slavery in Egypt. God, with this, proclaimed in Genesis 12:19 that for 7 days, no leaven is to be found in your houses. If anyone eats what is leavened, that person will be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he is a sojourner or a native in the land. Here, by God's command, the old leaven became a thing that has a connection at least once a year with sin itself, as sin, likewise, should be outside of the people of God. Sin, with its hypocrisy, including self-righteousness and corruption, is what should be cleansed out of the houses of the people of God. You see, like the Pharisees, the people of God want to rely on their own piety of works. How many times have you heard it said, I know that God loves me because I try to be a good person? This idea is the leaven that needs to be cleansed from the houses of the people of God. It is sinful to look at yourself and your own actions instead of God. Like leaven, as this idea can spread, as it has in our own culture, to cause the people of God to take their eyes off of Jesus. We as the people of God should all have our hearts fixed on our need for Jesus. Jesus, his all-atoning work for us on the cross to redeem us from sin. For Jesus, in fact, cleanses the leaven of sin in our baptisms. That Jesus might also have us to share in a far greater and eternal feast than the feast of unleavened bread. As he who is the good apple, who thereby redeems the bunch unto eternal life. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus for that life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Scott Kearns from St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Kansas, for today's meditation on God's Word.